Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Ezekiel chapter 48, and we're reading verses 29 to 35.
This is the land you are to allot as an inheritance to the tribes of Israel, and these will be their portions, declares the Sovereign Lord. These will be the exits of the city, beginning on the north side, which is 4,500 cubits long. The gates of the city will be named after the tribes of Israel. The three gates on the north side will be the gate of Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi. On the east side, which is 4,500 cubits long, will be three gates, the gate of Joseph, the gate of Benjamin, and the gate of Dan. On the south side, which measures 4,500 cubits, will be three gates, the gate of Simeon, the gate of Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. On the west side, which is 4,500 cubits long, will be three gates, the gate of Gad, the gate of Asher, and the gate of Naphtali. The distance all around will be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that time on will be The Lord is There.
Our focus is on verse 35. The Lord is there. From the first vision given to Ezekiel to this final declaration, the presence and sovereignty of the Lord is evident. He is there in the warnings of judgment on his people and the surrounding nations. He is there offering hope for the remnant, the dry bones, who remain faithful to him. He is there when he promises restoration for the tribes of Israel, for the temple, and of acceptable worship. And that promise still stands. What we read here reflects what the Lord is doing for the whole of creation. Whilst people still rebel against God's ways, the Lord has not forsaken his creation, not forgotten his promises. He is there with us during our struggles. He is there to dispel the fears and anxieties. He is there living within his church by the Holy Spirit, salt and light in an unsavory and dark world. A day is coming when he will sort things out and, when the new heaven and earth is brought into being and a new Jerusalem is in place, the vision given to Ezekiel will be fulfilled. In Revelation 21 and verse 3, we read, "Now the dwelling of God is with men." The Lord is there, on his throne, at the centre of the new creation. So let's keep looking up and pressing on until Jesus returns. A prayer. Father God, thank you that you have not abandoned us nor forgotten your promise. You are still the Lord who is there, with us. As your church, help us to be your presence now to those around us and to remain faithful to you until Jesus comes again. In his name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.